Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today over the phone, we are joined by Congresswoman Celeste Malloy. We're going to be talking about her re-election bid here in Utah's new 3rd Congressional District. Congresswoman Malloy, it's a pleasure to be catching up with you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, I'm happy that you're giving me the opportunity to talk to people.
So I guess the best way to kind of start off our conversation today is, what inspired you to run for re-election in Utah's new 3rd Congressional District?
Well, I guess the biggest thing is that I live in the new 3rd District. And I know this has all been really confusing to people because we had 4 perfectly good districts, and it's not a census year, and it's not when we would normally be redistricting. But there was a lawsuit by a special interest group, and the state lost, basically. And then the judge selected a map drawn by that special interest group, and I was part of a lawsuit to stop it in federal court, and we didn't prevail in federal court either. So we have these new districts that nobody really asked for, and I live in Cedar City, and Cedar City and Castle Country are all in the 3rd District. So I'm excited to be introducing myself to a lot of new people, and I'm new to some of these counties on the east side of the state, but I'm not new to these issues because they're a lot the same as the other rural counties in the state with, you know, land and water and just the issues that come with being rural and having a long drive to get everywhere.
So like you mentioned, this is a bit of some of these counties are newer to you, especially during your time in Congress, representing mainly that southern part of the state. So let's introduce you to some people. So looking at your background, you served as an attorney. Most recently, before your stint in Congress, you served as the chief legal counsel for Congressman Chris Stewart. And as you kind of look at these experiences, how do you think they've benefited your constituents so far during your tenure in Congress? And how do you think they're going to continue to benefit them if you are reelected?
Well, as a lot of you probably know, I came into Congress in a special election, which means I came in the middle of a Congress. And so I didn't have a freshman orientation. I didn't come in with a freshman class. And that experience I had working for Congressman Stewart made it so that I could hit the ground running and get a lot of things done. I've been in Congress for just a little over 2 years now. I have 5 bills signed into law. That is really rare. And I just got elected to be the chairman of the Congressional Western Caucus. It's the second biggest caucus in the House of Representatives. That's a really rare thing to have happen in your first full term in Congress. So it gave me the background in how Congress works and how to get things done that's benefiting my constituents and Utah in general. One of the bills I passed is a bill that allows us to hold federal court in Moab and Monticello. So if you're on the east side of the state, you don't necessarily have to go to Provo, Salt Lake, or St. George anymore for federal court. And that makes life a lot easier for people who are witnesses or involved in a trial or even just want to go sit in the court and observe a trial. It makes the legal system much more accessible if it's somewhere in your neck of the woods.
Now, earlier you mentioned that the new 3rd Congressional District has a pretty unique makeup, composing a lot of southern Utah and eastern Utah. Given the unique makeup of this district that blends a lot of rural and urban areas with some vastly different needs in some places, how are you going to approach balancing the interests of these areas if you are reelected?
Yeah, that is the million-dollar question, right? It's a huge district. I think it was drawn to be difficult to represent, but I live in rural Utah. I'm used to spending a lot of time on the road, and I'm going to be traveling a lot and making sure that I'm getting to everywhere and talking to everybody so that I can hear from people what they need and they can hear from me what I'm doing. I think that's really important.
Now, throughout your campaign, as you go into re-election season, you've listed several key issues that you intend to focus on if you are re-elected, and a few of them are particularly important for us here in eastern Utah. A few of those include unleashing American energy, public lands, defending the Second Amendment, and securing the southern border. So just starting with unleashing American energy, can you explain why you've chosen this as an emphasis?
Yeah, that one's really easy. We have all the resources we need in the United States to produce even more energy than we use. But because of government policies, we're not producing all the energy we could produce. And with the AI revolution, the need for energy is just going up and up and up. It's one of those hockey stick curves. And instead of relying on our enemies or even some of our allies for energy, we need to be doing it ourselves. And the benefit is not just that it makes us independent from other countries, but it means it creates jobs in Utah and keeps our economy stable. And when we're not producing our own energy, energy prices get higher. And when energy prices are higher, everything gets more expensive, from groceries to buildings to, you know, the things you order from Amazon. So it's a one of those underlying factors that impacts almost everything.
Now, one that has a particular impact here in the Castle Country is the issue of public lands, whether they be in local control, state control, or federal control. Why have you focused on this a lot during your time in Congress? Why does it continue to be a focus for you?
Yeah, that is still a focus for me. And you can tell by what I'm doing in Congress. I'm on the Natural Resources Committee. I'm also on the Appropriations Committee, but the subcommittees I'm on are the Energy and Water Subcommittee and the Interior Subcommittee, which they're the ones that have jurisdiction over public lands. And then even Western Caucus is really focused on lands issues. That's kind of how it was born. And so I'm making sure that I'm putting myself in all the places I need to be able to impact public lands policy, because it is super important in Utah. The majority of our land is managed by the federal government. That means when we're doing mundane, routine, local government functions, we have to go through federal processes to do them. And that makes everything so much more complicated than it needs to be.
Now, moving away from public lands and onto the Second Amendment, this has been something you've been focusing on ever since that special election that first put you into Congress. Why is defending the Second Amendment important for you?
Again, it's one of those underlying fundamental principles that everything else depends on. When our founding fathers were putting together a Bill of Rights, that's the second one they put in, is that we have the right to keep and bear arms. And that's important because it keeps everything else in balance. And an armed populace can hold their government accountable and make sure that they have the ability to defend themselves. If we lose that, we probably lose all the rest of them. So it's really important to me to make sure we have that foundation in place so that we can have healthy institutions that function and a government that defends the rights of an individual, not the other way around.
Now, the last key issue of your campaign that I want to focus on today is securing the southern border. That's something that I remember back when you first won that special election and first stepped into Congress. You were one of the representatives who traveled down to the southern border to take a tour of it. Why is this still such an important key issue for you?
Because, again, in order to be a sovereign nation, borders have to mean something. And for 4 years during the last administration, our border meant next to nothing. And you can't defend the principles of this country or the ideals of this country or even implement, you know, things like the Second Amendment if you don't have control over who and what is coming across your borders. And so we have to have that border under control so that we're acting like a sovereign nation so that we can implement our own system of government. I mean, it is just a bedrock principle that everything else has to depend on.
And then I guess my last question for you today to close this out is, why should the residents of CD3 vote for you in this upcoming primary election and then further on into the general election?
Yeah, so when I ran in that special election, I told people I don't have a voting record yet, but I have a track record. And you can see how I've been spending my time and what I care about. Now, 2 years on, I have both a voting record and a track record. And I think if the people in the new CD3 look at my voting record and my track record, they'll see that I'm not just talk on these issues. I spend my time and my energy focusing on strong rural economies, on making sure we're using our own natural resources, on holding the government accountable, making it smaller and more transparent. And those are the things that I know people in Utah care about. So I guess the reason for them to vote for me is because I care about the same things they care about, and I've spent my life working on the things they care about.
Well, Congresswoman Malloy, it was a pleasure to catch up with you today. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Great to talk to you.
Again, our guest, Congresswoman Celeste Malloy, and we're discussing her bid for re-election in the newly drawn 3rd Congressional District here in Utah. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.